Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, I got a letter from a guy named Kim, and I think it's quite appropriate. I have a few questions that I hope you will answer for me. My plan is to visit Bangkok next week and stay there for 1 week. But now with the martial law situation, I consider to cancel the whole thing. My questions, is it safe to visit Bangkok as things are now? I don't want, of course, to put myself in any kind of danger. Are there places to avoid? I mean, in which areas of Bangkok were the demonstrations concentrated last time? Thanks a lot for your reply, Kim. So, my thinking is this. Until this situation blows over, I wouldn't come. I mean, why? You know, I don't think it's a good idea. You may be able to pass these danger areas like people have done in the past, like I've done. You stay away from those areas, and then generally there's no problem. However, getting around town may be extremely difficult because there will be traffic jams, detours, delays. There's going to be military around, and you know they're going to redirect traffic and do things like that. And there's going to be the protests. Now, I would say that you know if you are not familiar, if you're not familiar with Bangkok, and you're even considering, oh, is this a little too dangerous? Then don't even come. I mean, seriously. And I'll tell you why. My thinking is not that you're going to get hurt because you're around an area that you shouldn't be, although that could happen. My thinking is that, first of all, when you want to go to a little tourist attraction, it might be a pain in the neck to get there. You never know what's going to happen. There could be some kind of a battle that breaks out on the streets, and you just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. There could be restrictions on food and water. These items could become limited. And the airports and train stations that you don't know, they could be taken over. They just like before when Suvarnabhumi was taken over, it can make life quite difficult. You could come here and then you're stranded. And then you're like, oh, what am I going to do? You're going to sit in the airport? I mean, do you really want to do that? I don't think so. If you are familiar with the city, I would say don't go anywhere near like Victory Monument, Rajdhamnern, anywhere around Rajdhamnern, the government buildings, Central World, Asok even. And that's a lot of places. And the thing is that sometimes these places change. Sometimes the people are marching. Sometimes there are protests and demonstrations out in Pattaya or in the smaller cities. So while it's not really all that dangerous if you are in the right place, like my wife and my kids and I, it can be. And the thing is that I live in Bangkapi, and about depends on how much traffic, say 10-15 minutes away is Huamak Stadium and Rongkomeng University. This is a place also that demonstrations, protests, and everything, that it can happen there. It's a big area, and you know, anything can happen. So I try to stay away from there. I try to keep abreast of the situation. So, you know, I mean, I would just postpone the trip if you're really worried about it. And if you have a family, I would definitely just postpone it. You know what? The thing is, it's like going in the water. Yeah, you can go in the water and you can have a great time. you might get eaten by a shark. But if you don't go in the water, you know you have nothing to worry about, at least with the sharks in the water. So, until next time, that's all I got. Please click like. And if you would like more videos and information and all kinds of things that are coming up, please sign up for membership into my site. I'd greatly appreciate that. There's a link in the description. As I said, I believe it was one or two videos ago, there's a pretty good chance that my website's going to be redone. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di la Chokan Mai.